Oh, Miss Harper, you have got to see this mansion and house attractive. It has 22 rooms and 5 full baths.
Shoot, you couldn't give me a house like that. I'd spend my whole life straightening rooms and cleaning toilets.
Don't be silly. You would have servants to do all that. Oh, if I lived in this great big expensive house, I wouldn't lift a finger.
Well, it's nice to know that money wouldn't change you. Nice talking with you, Bubba.
Hey, everybody. Look at the new electric blanket that I got for free.
For free?
Yeah. All I had to do was sign up for a life insurance policy.
Well, good Lord, Vent. What fly-by-night outfit has rooked you this time?
Mama, it is Mutual of Raytown. They advertise on matchbook covers and everything.
Mutual of Raytown? Lord, Vent, I swear David Horowitz could do a miniseries on you.
Oh, not another word, Mama. This is my insurance agent. He's bringing over the policy for us to sign.
But, honey, don't you think we should check it out first?
Well, I already did. This blanket's got dual controls. Stoney, come on in. Hey, everybody, this is my insurance agent.
Stoney? Stoney Hall?
Naomi Oates!
You do know each other?
Well, sure. Stoney and I used to date years ago. I don't believe this.
Well, why not? You've dated every man in town except for Mr. Larry at the beauty parlor and a few shut-ins.
Stoney, this is my mother-in-law, Miss Harper.
How you do?
And that there is my nephew, Bubba.
Will you take those things off?
Grandma, it's Van Halen.
I don't care if it's Van Johnson. We got company.
Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
Stoney, sit down. Oh,
thank you.
So how long have you been selling insurance? Last time I saw you, you were selling aluminum siding.
Oh, well, that's just a stepping stone. I found out I'm a people person, not a weatherproofing person.
Oh, isn't he something?
Yeah, but what?
Why don't we go over the policy and answer any questions you might have?
Well, go ahead. So far, I ain't got any questions.
As you know, the purpose of life insurance is to provide for your loved ones in the event of your death.
Oh, oh, I don't want to hear anymore. How much is it for, baby?
Well, I decided to go for the whole enchilada. $100,000.
$100,000?
Wow!
Just exactly how much is this going to cost?
Plus, this is a double indemnity policy. In case of accidental death, your beneficiary receives double.
Whoa.
$200,000?
Just exactly how much is this gonna cost?
And if you should perish in an explosion in your home or in a tidal wave, you get an extra $50,000.
Holy cow. That's $250,000.
Yeah, and all Vinton has to do is sit out in the front yard and wait for a tidal wave.
Say, Uncle Vint, who are you gonna leave all that money to?
Well, certainly not to a young strapping boy like you. Besides, it's nobody's business how much money Vinton leaves me and Naomi.
Well, actually, Mama, you've always managed money so well.
That is so true. I always have.
That I figured you didn't need it. So Naomi is my sole beneficiary.
Oh, baby.
Well, I see. I guess it's only natural that a husband would think of his wife first, and not the woman who bore him. 27 hours of labor. And back labor, too, mind you. And that was in the days before they taught you how to breathe. Well, let's not concern ourselves with past history. It's obvious that this insurance talk has nothing at all to do with me.
That's right, Miss Harper, it doesn't.
Well, fine, then. Don't mind me. Well, good Lord, Bubba, I thought you said this was Van Heflin.
Van Halen.
Van Halen. Well, they sounded a lot better when they had David Lee Roth. So then this fast-talking Stoney Hall cons Vinton into springing for this big expensive policy.
Stoney Hall. I thought he's a used car salesman. He sold Daddy an old Nash Rambler with a cracked radiator.
Well, I swear that man would sell a top hat to a nudist. Besides, Vinton doesn't need any insurance. It's going to be a long time before his number's up.
Mama!
Well, good Lord.
Yeah,
but just a little shock is all.
You're gonna burn my whole house down, you nitwit. What do you think you're doing here?
Well, Naomi asked me to fix her hair dryer. I plugged it in, I stuck the screwdriver in there, and
doesn't Naomi know by now that you and electricity are a lethal combination?
Oh, you could have been killed, Vince. Yeah,
well, I do feel a little shaky. Maybe I'll go to the basement and lie down.
Oh, you can lean on me.
He can lean on both of us, Al.
Naomi should have told me that the thing had a short in it.
Well, now, don't blame Naomi. You take your life in your hands every time you go near a small appliance.
Oh, that's not true, Phil. I've been fixed my Mintmaster. It works beautifully.
Will you two turn me loose? I am perfectly capable of going down to the basement by myself. Go!
Baby, don't speak to me!
Oh, Mama, it's my ankle.
Oh, no, not your trick ankle. Yeah. Over here on the bed.
I didn't know you had a trick ankle.
Yeah, it's an old football injury.
Yeah, he slipped on an old football in the garage. Just elevate that ankle, Iola. I'm going to run upstairs and fix you an ice pack, sweetie.
Oh, poor Vince. We should never let you come down those stairs so soon after your shock.
Well, I wasn't mad. I slipped on something. Something round on the top step. Sent me head over tea kettle.
Could this be it?
Yeah. It's Naomi's nail polish. Now, why would she leave that on the top step? I could have been killed.
I've discovered something horrible.
Oh, no, I think that's one of Naomi's nicer shades. What do they call that one again? Oh, mucho mango.
I'm not referring to the color, Thelma.
You know something? This goes perfect with this lavender dress. You think I'm too old for the wet look?
This little bottle is what sent Vint hurtling down the stairs.
I see that. Naomi is so careless. What in the world is she thinking about?
$200,000.
Oh, Iola, that is ridiculous. That's the most stupid, idiotic thing I ever heard. Tell me more.
Well, just consider the facts, Thelma. Vint takes out a double indemnity insurance contract and the very next day is almost electrocuted by his wife's hairdryer.
That's just a coincidence.
And when he gets out of that alive, he is nearly killed tripping on his wife's nail polish.
That's just another coincidence.
Sounds mighty suspicious to me.
Oh, forget it, Owl. I know Naomi, and she may be lazy and she may be no account, and Lord knows she's the woman every mother fears her son will marry. But she is not a murderess.
Well, how do you know? Who knows what's lurking in a killer's heart of hearts?
Oh, come off it, Iola. Every time you read about one of these murderers in the paper, the neighbors are always so shocked. Such a nice, quiet person, the sweetest, kindest person you'd ever hope to meet. Well, that sure doesn't sound like Naomi.
Oh, I swear I could just wring that man's neck.
Who?
Mr. Carruthers. Things were slow down at Food Circus, so does he send home his niece, who has only worked there for 6 months, early? No, he sends me home, his best checker. Oh, he knows how much I need that money, too. I swear, if I had had a gun, I would have plugged him right then and there.
She didn't really mean that. She didn't, did you, Naomi?
Who has used up all of the ice?
Well, I had to make it in an ice pack.
Why?
Well, I had a little accident.
Two, actually.
Oh, no!
Now, relax. He just turned his ankle.
Where is he?
He's downstairs resting.
Oh, my poor baby!
Could have plugged him then and there, huh?
All right, that's enough, Viola.
Could have wrung his neck, huh?
Knock it off! Didn't you see how upset she was when I said Benton hurt himself?
She was upset that it was only his ankle.
Get out of my house! I will not hear another bad word against Naomi. Good Lord, I never thought I'd live to hear myself say that. There you go, sweetie pie.
Well, I just spoke to Dr. Schiffman.
What did he say?
He said it doesn't sound like anything serious, but he wants me to bring Vinton in tomorrow just in case. I put some fresh ice into your ice pack, baby.
Oh! Not so hard.
Yummy. There, sweetie pie. Is that better?
That's fine, Mama.
Would you like me to give you a nice massage, baby?
Oh, you know how I hate being fussed over. I kind of need my pillow fluffed up. It's all flattened out.
Oh, I can do that.
Hey, okay.
I know. Here, darling, have a chocolate.
Oh, you don't want to spoil your appetite, Benton. Here, I tell you what. I'm going to run upstairs and make you that nice chicken vegetable soup that you love so much when you are sick.
Hold it. He's my husband, and if anyone is going to make him soup, it's going to be me.
Forget it. He's in enough pain already.
For your information, I make a fabulous soup.
Oh, yeah? What is in it?
Top ramen and ketchup.
Well, good Lord, Naomi. If anything will get him up and trotting, that will.
Mama, I sure could use something to read.
Oh, no problem, baby. You just sit tight. The church newsletter just came today, and there's a big, whole long article all about Reverend Meacham's trip to the Dead Sea.
Thanks a lot, Mama.
My poor baby. Let me kiss him. Make him all better.
Naomi.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Here, take an aspirin. That'll help.
No, thank you.
But please, baby, this is the brand that 9 out of 10 doctors stranded on a desert island would prefer.
I have trouble swallowing pills. I like that liquid medicine with the little clown on the bottle.
All right, Angel. I'll just go on upstairs and see what I can find.
Oh, don't go to any trouble. It's got to be the cherry flavored. The grape makes me gag.
Knock, knock.
Well, if it isn't Agatha Christie come to find murder on the Raytown Express.
Well, actually, Thelma, I came to apologize. I've thought it over, and I realized my suspicions were groundless.
Well, of course they were. Naomi loves Benton more than all her other husbands put together.
I suppose you're right. It was just the idea of that double indemnity clause.
I know it, Iola, but believe me, Naomi doesn't have any interest at all in that insurance policy of Benton's.
Ixtay, Elmothay, Ubbabee.
Ucky pay. I can't hear a thing with them headphones on.
Sure I can, Grandma. You're wrong about Aunt Naomi. She's interested in Uncle Vince's insurance.
Yeah, what makes you say that?
Because I saw her today having lunch with that guy at Stony Hall.
Touch that door and die.
Grandma, I gotta meet Wanda Lynn Mahoney over at the library.
You have got to talk to me first. Now, just where were Naomi and this Mr. Slime?
Well, I saw him inside when I was passing that new Chinese restaurant, Shanghai Rays. Aunt Naomi was having the sweet and sour okra, and I believe he was having the Ray King duck.
Never mind what they were eating. What were they doing?
Well, nothing much. Just talking and laughing and looking at an insurance form.
They were going over Vinton's policy?
Well, that's what it looked like. But then this cute girl at the table next to him caught my eye. She was a redhead. She was having the 1,000-year-old hush puppies.
You knock that off with a Chinese soul food. I thought you had homework to do.
Well, I do.
Let's get to it. 1,000-year-old hush puppies.
Well, what do you say now, Thelma?
Ray King duck. Sweet and sour okra. There's an explanation for this. I know there is. Naomi's crazy about Benton. She's in the kitchen right now making soup for him with her very own hands.
Here you go, honey. Nice hot soup. I made it myself.
Wow. It usually takes Mama hours to make soup.
Oh, your Mama blows cooking out of all proportion.
Snap.
Now open
wide. Stop! Oh,
what is it, Mama?
Don't touch that soup.
Why on earth not?
No crackers! No crackers! That's right. He loves crackers with the soup. He loves to crumble them up and put them in the bowl.
Well, Mama, I haven't done that since I was 9 years old.
Oh, shut up. What do you know?
If the cracker discussion is finished, may I proceed with feeding my husband?
Oh, why don't you taste it first?
Good idea. Taste it, Naomi.
Don't be silly. The soup is fine. Now open up.
Well, not like that. You're going to dribble it all over.
Oh, that's not right. What you've done.
Hey, oh, Mama. Mama.
Oh, no. Baby, there you go. What are you doing here? No. Oops, darn.
Thanks a lot. Now I have to go upstairs and make him a whole new bowl.
Oh, that's all right, Skeeter. I don't need any soup. Actually, all I like to do is just take a little nap.
What a great idea.
Also,
you just grab a little shut-eye. We'll all go upstairs.
Yep. Excuse me. I think I will remain with my husband just until you pop off.
Why don't we all stay?
Well, haven't you do all this by yourself?
All what? Now, come on, Miss Hopper. I want you two to go upstairs. He is never going to get any rest.
Nonsense. Benton loves to have people around when he goes to sleep, don't you, baby?
No, Mama.
He's in so much pain, he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Don't you worry, darling. Mama is not going to leave your side.
Oh, fine. Just sit there till kingdom come. Honey, I'm going upstairs to make you a nice surprise. Now, when I come back down, I expect to find you dead to this world.
Oh, I'll just bet she does.
Don't you worry, Benton. As long as we're here with you, you're safe.
Oh, thanks, Mama. I'm suddenly so sleepy.
What does that smell?
Gee, I don't know. It smells like
gas! Don't go to sleep. It's gas!
Oh, no.
It's gas, baby.
Oh, check the water heater. Check the water heater. I told Naomi if she left that little door open that the pilot would blow out.
Oh, no, that's what it is. The pilot's out.
Oh, that's the surprise she was cooking up.
I bet she's taking out a policy on all of us.
What are you talking about? Just shut off that valve.
It won't budge.
Come a bit. We gotta get out of here.
What?
Oh.
We go. No!
Oh. Well, hurry up. Do something before I'll blow up.
Let me see if I can move it.
Oh, my Lord. Oh. If we die in an explosion, she's gonna get an extra 50,000. Look out!
Oh, will you two hush up? Benton, darling, just get away from there. I will take care of it.
Oh.
Oh, well, there, that's off. Luckily, I smelt that gas up in the kitchen.
You did?
Yes, I did. And then I heard you two screaming down here. Boy, you certainly fall apart in a crisis, don't you?
Well, so would you if there was a crazy person coming at you with a cleaver in her hand.
Oh, I was just chopping up a chicken to boil. Honey, are you really...
Get away from my son, you and half.
Yeah, we are onto you, Mrs. Bluebeard.
What are you talking about?
Don't give us the innocent act. We know what you're up to, Missy.
We certainly do. The defective hairdryer, the conveniently placed nail polish, the faulty water heater, all part of your master plot.
Now, wait a minute. Those were just accidents.
Oh, yeah? Was it an accident when she put poison in your soup?
Naomi?
For heaven's sake, Vinton, it was just aspirins for your ankle. They're not even extra strength.
There, you see?
Don't you fall for that baloney, Benton. She was spotted today having lunch with Stony Hall.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, you poor, simple sweetheart. Don't you see? She is trying to kill you for your insurance money.
Benton doesn't have any insurance money. I canceled that policy today at lunch at Shanghai Ray's over the Mugu guy grits.
You did?
Yeah, me and Naomi figured it out last night. That free electric blanket was going to put us in hock for the rest of our lives.
Well, of course it was. Mugu got grits. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Saying those horrible things about my darling daughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Naomi, you know that deep down in my heart, out of all my in-laws, you are my most very favorite.
Oh, Mama, what a sweet thing to say.
Well, Benton, what'd you expect? The woman's holding a meat cleaver.